Adobe is now jumping on the anti-disinformation bandwagon. Now, this is from Reclaim the Net, but you know, they've already been on this. Adobe has been part of this coalition put together by Microsoft for DARPA and the defense industry and the intelligence community. They have been a part of this. As I said before, you have hardware manufacturers, Intel, ARM, the CPU manufacturers. They have agreed that they will mark anything that you produce on the computers in the future. That's what this CCPA is about. And then on the software side, Adobe, especially, but others have come in, but especially Adobe, to mark any meme, any picture that you might produce that they don't like, any article, text that you produce, any audio or video that you produce. So on the software side, they'll mark it. On the hardware side, even, they'll mark it. And then they partner with these same organizations that are pushing NewsGuard and stuff, New York Times and BBC, people like that, who are going to say, well, this is what the truth is, because this is what the government says. And so that's the coalition, hardware, software, and government media, propaganda. And so Adobe jumps on the anti-disinformation bandwagon. Well, that's not new, but what they are, we're now seeing how they're going to start to do this on the software side. They're going to use artificial intelligence, and they'll use it in multiple stages. Listen to how this is going to be done. As Reclaim the Net says, as the war against so-called misinformation rages on, Adobe is stepping onto the battlefield with a newly filed patent application that is focused on, quote, fact correction of natural language sentences through its data tables. The approach employs a trifecta of AI models to dissect sentences into palatable pieces, to scrutinize their veracity, their truth, with a fine-tooth comb. This initiative by Adobe might be seen as a double-edged sword, where the pursuit of truth could cross paths with the cherished freedom of expression, a fundamental cornerstone of functioning democracy. That's exactly what it is. Reclaim the Net is good, but they're walking on eggshells here. They're very afraid to come out with a full-throated criticism of this tyrannical thing that is being done by Adobe. Again, part of the CCPA, Chinese Communist Party of America, or the Coalition for Content Provenance, who created this, and authentication. I know who made this. The methodology is to process, to tokenize sentences. They're going to break it into pieces. It can be individual words, or it can be phrases that they're looking for. Take it into smaller chunks, words or phrases, and then analyze those. So that's the first thing. Have artificial intelligence break it into chunks of words or phrases. Then a second AI model will evaluate whether or not any of the tokenized segments render the sentence false. Wow. So you got a word or a phrase. If you use that word or phrase, automatically you're false. How does that work? Of course, they can't determine that something is true or false based on that phrase. They can determine that it is against the government's propaganda. That's what this is. And the final step, a different AI model will suggest alternate words or phrases to rectify the inaccuracies of the sentence. And then, of course, there'll be, well, they don't say, is a fourth AI model to mark you and to report you. As I've said before, artificial intelligence, yeah, it's got things that it's going to do that may be useful to other people, but it is going to be an amazing tool for the tyrants, for the police state, for the surveillance, for human control. And this is an example of it. Three different AI programs to parse everything that you're saying, analyze it in fine detail, and to label you as false if they don't like the word or the phrase that you use. Adobe acknowledges the hurdles in curbing the disinformation of false information, given the lightning speed at which it proliferates on these platforms. See, the problem isn't whether or not they are the arbiter of truth. The problem is that this stuff gets out there so quickly before they get a chance to control your speech. They point out that existing solutions have limitations and drawbacks, as some can only serve as verification systems. merely indicating the truthfulness of a statement, but they're going to be able to do a lot more than that. Adobe is pushing to create artificial intelligence fingerprinting technology to stamp images with or memes for possible manipulation. No, they're going to be stamping you. It reminds me of, again, when we go back and we look at the Soviet Union, nothing really changes except the technology, right? Soviet Union, when Solzhenitsyn was there, you had the dissidents. The writers call themselves producers of samizdat, dissonant literature, dissenting from what Stalinist government said. And the government wanted to know very much where these people were, who they were, identify them. Every typewriter that came out of the Soviet Union's typewriter factories, they built the stuff, but since they owned everything, the government, they would do tests on every typewriter before it left the factory, would have to be identified as to its idiosyncrasies. And they would file that away. So that if they got a piece of samizdat that they really hated, oh, they would go through all these paper files and compare them like you'd compare fingerprints. They're basically fingerprinting all of these typewriters. Be one reason why it'd be so hard to get a typewriter. Can you imagine all the amount of time that would add to the manufacturing and distribution of typewriters to do that? But they had an army of police state people to sit there and look at all this stuff. And then kind of piece together who it was, where it came from. And to put up a pattern. Well, we've seen a lot of this literature that we really hate from this particular typewriter. Let's find out the provenance of it, right? Where did it come from? And that's what these people are doing. This is pure Stalinism, just like the Stasi as well. And we ought to be very concerned about this. But what they're doing is also something that we've seen from the Associated Press. The Associated Press will tell journalists, you can't use this word. You got to use that word instead. You can't say pro-life. You have to call these people anti-abortion rights, and on, right? You can't use a phrase illegal alien. You got to say undocumented migrant or something like that. They've got their special phrases that you're going to use about everything. And if you want to get published by the AP, you use those terms. Otherwise, they shut you down. What Adobe is going to do is it's going to look at certain words and certain phrases, and it will stop you from being able to publish your stuff eventually. You know, eventually, it's going to make some recommendations to you, and it'll probably snitch on you to some government organization that's funding it. But, you know, you'll see it as, oh, well, it recommends that I should use the phrase undocumented migrant instead of illegal alien. Nah, I think I'll use illegal alien. And yeah. Then it'll report you, right?
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.